این چیزی که انسان را مطمئن می کند ذکر خدا، ذکر الله تطمئن القلوب.
Be aware, the hearts find rest in Allah's remembrance.
Spring of truth.
Allahu ya Allah subhanallah. Allahu ya Allah walhamdulillah. Allahu wa la ilaha illallah. Allahu ya Allah wallahu akbar.
May 13, 1984. Place Hosseiniyeh Jamaran, Tehran. We should not expect the U.S. and the Soviet Union not to act against the Quran. Their preachers, radios, and the press present a tarnished image of Iran. But it is not because of Iran. If Iran takes a step towards the U.S. and the Soviet Union, all will praise Iran. However, since it moves in contrast to their path, almost all mass media act against Iran and at times explicitly says Islam in Iran is threatening.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Welcome to the program Spring of Truth from IRB English Radio. I'm your host Sayyid Mohsin Naqvi with the viewpoints of Imam Khomeini in regards to the Hajj. In one of his speeches, he mentioned that a house, which is Kaaba, that has been erected for uprising, the uprising of mankind, and for mankind should be used for this great purpose. Now, what he is referring to is to the verses of the Quran, where in the Quran it is said that the Hajj or the Kaaba is linnas. The word linnas means, li means for, and nas means mankind. This is for the mankind. It is for the uprising of the mankind, where the mankind, when they gather there, they raise their voice against all kinds of arrogant powers. They raise their voice against all kind of terrorism. They raise their voice against all kinds of oppressions. And that is what Kaaba is about. That is what Hajj is about. When we go to the Hajj, we learn how to live. We learn the brotherhood in the Hajj. We learn the patience. We learn how to be patient. We prepare ourselves for the rest of the year, for the rest of the life.
Ya Rabbana, salli ala Taha al-Nabi wa alihi sallallahu alayhi.
In the Hajj, when Allah said that I will forgive all your sins, it means that He wants us to be pure. The Hajj is the place, the Kaaba is the place of purification. We need to purify ourselves. We need to uprise and uprise for the mankind. This mankind, it was all one. And that is what is said in the Quran, that you all were one nation. And then Allah has sent or raised prophets amongst us. So Hajj, the Kaaba, it reminds us of the previous prophets. Why the Kaaba is the place of the uprising? Because the Kaaba was built by Adam alayhi salam, the prophet Adam. Later it was reconstructed by prophet Abraham. So this is the sign of the prophets. The prophets who used to come here, they used to perform the Hajj rituals according to the Sharia that they had on their own time. Therefore, when we also gather around the Hajj, when we gather around the Kaaba, it is to see how can we live with the other people, how to respect others, how to be patient, how to be helpful to the others. Because in the Hajj, we are not allowed to harm any other person who has come for the pilgrimage. We have to respect everyone, every single person. Even we have to respect the animals over there. So if we want to learn the lesson of human rights, it is better to go and see the Kaaba. It is better to perform Hajj, inshallah.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Never forget to say La ilaha